Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new thing that's sweeping the land where you don't know which way to go. The answer is Jesus and Elevation Radio.
And we are here. This is Elevation Radio 1 with your host, Pastor Steve Music Man Turner, and we welcome you again to our program. We're going to be talking, the subject matter today is Stand Up, and that is an interview with an urban warrior. We are going to be looking at a scripture to capitalize on this, to bring it home. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, and that is, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. And no words could be better given but the Word of God that talks about the situation that we have today. It is the last days. We are in the end of the book, and it's talking about a particularly evil day. And that's what we're experiencing today with countless episodes of police brutality, countless shootings and just false arrests and things of this nature. We are trying to actually get an idea and a handle on how we can actually do better and survive as a race of people. And if you have an opinion, you can call in at area code 914-205-5353. That's 1-914-205-5353 to express your opinion or give us an episode briefly of what you have experienced in the way of police brutality. And that's something that has been, I'm sure, many of us have experienced. And so we're going to actually, again, thank our sponsors, and that's Steve Turner Ministries for Christian novels and narration, and also email us at stephenturnerministries@gmail.com. And we also want to give a shout-out to the National Black Unity News newspaper by Professor David Murphy. It's a fantastic paper. I'm getting calls coming in from other parts of the country about it, talking about how great this paper is. And I must say, it is by us, for us. If not now, when? If not, then who can do what we need to do? And that is, as black people, get ourselves to where we should be. And buy black, shop black, consume black. And I'm proud to say, without a shame, to say that to commerce and commune with another African American. Yeah, I said it. We need to do that. All right. And I want to get this out of the way because I'm waiting for my guest to call in. I want to do a commercial break immediately and talk about Harrods Photography, Harrods Professional Photography. I'm waiting on some new things from them. I met them at Lynn Pender's Literary Men's Leadership Conference, and they do great work. And I suggest to you, to as we're waiting for our call, to buy the book Going North. Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself, written by a fine young man, Dominique, that's D-O-M-I-N-I-Q-U-E, B. Brightman, B-R-I-G-H-T-M-O-N. Met him at the book fair, a young fellow, but full of wisdom. And so go get his book. It's very important. We also want to promote the book, The Other Pulpit, Life Lessons of a Leader. And that book is at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and at various bookstores. See our Facebook page, also The Other Pulpit. So, what I can't wait any longer for my caller, my guest, who seems to be stuck. Our guest was the Urban Warrior Queen, Tawanda Jones, and I guess something must have happened. But we must move on. And so what I'm talking about today is, while perusing Facebook, I did come across a situation. Someone, Mark Matthews, I think, sent it to me. It was an episode, a clip from a news account from WDRB.com. You can look that up, W as in William, D as in David, R as in Robert, B as in Baker.com. And a county in Kentucky that will never be the same again. Yes. And so in this county, one of the mayors, Mayor, I think his name is John Evans, actually experienced a situation where he had hired a police chief, thought he was okay, knew him personally, and didn't think anything else of it. He came from LAPD. He was surprised, and as he said in his quote, taken blindsided by the fact that this commander-in-chief gave advice to a recruit via email, and was actually uncovered by the local prosecutor that told him that if you encounter, what I do if I encounter youth who are using marijuana? He said that what you need to do, if you find any folks, arrest them. If you find any folks who are black, especially black men, shoot them. Oh, okay. What do I do if I come across another situation? He said, if it's a situation domestic, have sex with the woman, and if she's married to a black man, shoot him. And that is what he was told. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? My goodness. Need to call in. This is a hot topic today. Stand up. Do we have any warriors today that would actually stand up to police brutality? Do you have any warriors today that would stand up against racism and some things that are going on today? I don't know. But this is how a problem can start, because if racism is a learned behavior, it is something that is taught. It is something that is not natural to do. And again, if you'd like to have an opinion, call in and make a statement. 914-205-5353 is the guest call-in line. That's 914-205-5353. Alrighty. Yeah, so how would you handle it as a leader, as a person, I guess, in authority, to find out one of your subordinates is actually a racist and proposing actually premeditated murder of a particular race of people? Wow. So that's something to think about. And in the course of life, we actually have proof now that this is something that is being taught and trained in police circles. Wow. So you don't know whether when you go out the door, whether you're going to come back again. And that's something that's very dangerous. Are we deservedly, should we be hunted like animals? Remember seeing I can't remember the city, where the gentleman was pulled over for a car stop, and he was driving a nice car, an affluent gentleman. Just out of fear, police began to run, and the police officer took aim at him. He wasn't a felon. He wasn't a fleeing felon, which, of course, if you run from the police and you are a felon, police down in these circles, they can actually shoot you in the back, fearing that you're going to endanger other people. I don't know if you knew that. But he took aim and shot him as if he was shooting a deer or a wild animal. Is it open hunting season for black men? Can't believe I don't have any brave souls to call in and talk about this. What's been your experience as you have tried to survive throughout the life of a black male in an urban setting, in the urban cities of America? I tell you. Well, I guess I have to go with my own situation. I recall driving down a street in the county, and this was probably back in the late 80s, and I had a Mitsubishi Galant, that's what it was. It was new, it was shiny. And a cop saw me with a broken fly one, did it? Somebody broke, actually, and okay. Oh, 1 second.